Retailers like Walmart regularly try to lure shoppers with ads promising great goods at great prices. There are about a pound and a half of these ads in the fat Sunday newspapers these days. But there was a time in many parts of this country when you couldn't go shopping on the Christian Sabbath. Those Sunday ads were for other days, no longer. Recently, even the country's largest Christian retail chain has started opening its doors on Sunday, to the chagrin of some Christians. From member station WNYC, Fred Mogul reports.
On a rainy Sunday afternoon in the Bronx, not many people are stopping into the local Family Christian store, one of more than 300 outlets nationwide. CD stations go unlistened to, religious action figures go unplayed with, and biblical Veggie Tales on a VCR go unwatched.
Well, God saw that Jonah needed help, and he wanted to help him.
That's compassion.
Perhaps the store's customers haven't heard. Now, for the first time in the chain's 70-year history, Family Christian stores are open on Sundays. Customer Murda Sayes came to browse for inspirational literature and says the store's old policy never made sense to her.
Sunday's the day that you go to church and then you go to shop.
While more and more retail shopping occurs 7 days a week, one expert estimates that fewer than 10% of Christian religious stores operate on Sundays. Having that day off was one of the things sales clerk Jennifer Lopez liked about her job at Family Christian Store.
Sundays is a day for church only. Right now, I miss my service, so I didn't get fed today normally the way I would if I was in church.
Corporate officials in Grand Rapids, Michigan, anticipated receiving criticism for the move and possible objections from employees.
Hi, I'm Dave Brown, President and CEO of Family Christian Stores.
The company produced a video for workers.
That God truly wants us to be both a world-impacting ministry and a world-class business.
In the video, Brown, the former CEO of LensCrafters, describes praying and fasting over the decision to open Sunday afternoons. He introduces a theologian who explains that while the Fourth Commandment does enjoin believers not to work on the Sabbath, the Christian Bible effectively supersedes that commandment. Dave Neff, senior editorial writer at Christianity Today, says he's no theologian, but he thinks a holy day of rest is more important than a holy day of commerce.
People are going to be seduced into not just buying something that might be essential, but looking at Christian greeting cards or Christian table games or Christian video games or any number of things that really are not about essential ministry.
The president of the Christian Booksellers Association, Bill Anderson, says the retailers he represents are seeing increasing encroachment from stores such as Borders and Barnes & Noble.
Some of their prime customers are going from church to restaurant and from restaurant to shopping, and some of that shopping is taking place in some of the big box stores and discount stores.
Family Christian Stores says employees who don't want to work on Sunday for religious reasons can formally request an exemption. None of the workers in the Bronx store were aware of the option. Hal Bailey, who's the executive vice president of Family Christian Stores, hopes they'll come to see this shift as serving spiritual needs, the same way ministers also don't get to take Sundays off. Then, perhaps, there will be more scenes like one in a Kansas City store, where on a recent Sunday, a woman Bailey calls an unbeliever stopped in to buy a Bible and soon sought counsel from the sales manager.
And she was able to just kneel right there with her in the Bible department and pray, and she accepted Christ and bought a Bible, and those kind of things just confirm that we're doing the right thing.
Bailey says the new hours have not proved financially profitable yet, but he hopes they will in the future. For NPR News, I'm Fred Mogul.